Parshas Toldos, we'd like to look tonight at the brachos that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov Avinu. He thought obviously it was Esav, it turns out it wasn't. We all know the story. Esav eventually gets his brachos as well, and we're going to discuss and we're going to see amid Hashem that what actually is happening when these brachos are being given to Yaakov, the entire future of Klal Yisrael is now being determined. Therefore, this is not to be taken superficially, as it were, just, quote-unquote, brachas being delivered from father to son. It's actually now being koveya, the whole destiny, the whole future of Klal Yisrael. So this is an extremely critical parasha in the context of the Torah and in our history, bichlal. We all know how the psukim begin. We say this every month of Shabbos, at least we should be. V'yitein locho ha'elokim mitala shomayim u'mishmani ha'oretz, etc., etc. At the end of the parasha, after the whole episode, in Perek Chof Ches Posuk Yud David, it says in Pasuk Dalet, when Yitzchak calls in his son Yaakov and tells him you should go and get married, and he says to him, V'yitin l'cho es birkas Avraham. You should be zeicha to the bracha of Avraham, l'cho ulezarecha itoch, to you, your children, l'rishlecha es eretz megurecha, to inherit the land, eretz Yisrael asher nosan, Elohim le'Avraham. So we see that he's now giving him a bracha again, and he's calling it the Birkas Avraham. As mentioned, there are colossal things going on over here. So let's go slowly. On a very, very superficial level, you read the psukim, and what does it sound like is the content of these brachas. V'yitem echo Elohim mital Hashemayim, u'mishmanei ha'aretz. It all very much sounds like that these are brachas on gashmius. Brachas on gashmius. The Meforshim would ask, why is that the case? Why is there no content of ruchnius? In past years we have discussed the possible mahalach of some of the Meforshim that actually Yitzchak wanted to set up a Yisachar Zvulun relationship with Esav and Yaakov. And that's why, remember, he thought this was Esav. And Mamela, he wanted to give him all the Gashmias, and Yaakov would have the Torah, and he'd be able to support him in learning. We've discussed this from the Malbim and the Chassam Sofer and others in past years. But if you look at the Ramban has a very short line on this parasha, but this line is full of content. The Ramban writes, Badaitoi, his intention was Levorech Oisoi, to bless him, sheyizkehu, that he should be zoicha bebirkas Avraham. He should be zoicha to birkas Avraham. Now remember, those are the words that we quoted at the end of the parasha. Yitzchak's intention and plan was that whoever he gives the brachas to, he thought it was Esav, it was in fact Yaakov, would be zoicha to the birkas Avraham, limchoil es ha'aretz, to inherit the land. So it's inheriting Eretz Yisrael. So it's not any more gashmius. And finally, v'liyos bal habris leilukim, to be the bal habris. So whatever the Ramban means, and we'll have to clearly try and explain, but obviously this is not just a bracha in gashmius. This is a bracha, you're going to be zeicha to the birkas Avraham, which needs explanation, inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, and to be the Baal Bris Leilokim, clearly in Yone Ruchnim, with the obvious question, this is what we're going to try and work out together, where on earth in the Psukim is there any remez to inheriting the land? He says he wanted to be zeicha, you, the recipient of the bracha, should be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham, which needs explanation. What is the Birkas Avraham? And what does it mean? And the Ramban says that the purpose was Limchel Es Haaretz. Where does it say anywhere in the brachas anything about inheriting the land? All it says is Tara Shemayim, Shmani Haaretz. It all sounds very much like Gashmius. And the Ramban sees in this, no, all in Yonei Ruchnim. This is a bracha that you should give zeicha to the Birkas Avraham, and you should give zeicha to Eretz Yisrael, and you should give zeicha to be the Baal Brith Leilei Kim, which needs explanation. What's going on there? So what I'd like to quote to you extensively is a piece in the Sefer of Rav David Cohen, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva. He has a Sefer, in fact now the three volumes so far put out, Mizmor LeDavid. The Sforim are absolutely incredible. The piece that we're about to quote now is actually about 30 pages long, but don't worry, I'm only quoting the first three pages. There's another 27 pages after that where he develops this theme and gets very deep and almost Kabbalistic, so we'll leave that for another time. But what I want to share with you is the main Yesod. I think this gets to Sifkot and Vov in his piece, but actually the Maimon continues to about Sikot and Lamas also. And this is based on an enormous Yisoid, a Yisoid that we need to know, and because tonight is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so which means we have Hanukkah very much on the horizon, we'll see this actually has very important ramifications and connections to the Chag of Hanukkah. It's all based on a Pirkei Derbi Eliezer. We'll see that other Rishonim that back this up. But a Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, which is a Medrash. And in the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, it says as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And as we know, initially there were 70 Umos. 70 Umos. Those 70 Umos predated Klal Yisrael, the Ovos HaKadoshim. When did these 70 Umos come into being? Really from the time of Migdal Babel. 70 Umos came into being, the Ovos HaKadoshim, Klal Yisrael, didn't yet exist. Says the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, V'nofal goyroloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avraham va'al Zarei. The goyro, we translate sometimes wrongly, the lottery, sounds like haphazard random. Goyro really means the chelek. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelek? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Bechira, Asher Bochar Bonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, we are the Chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings the Pasuk, which is written in the Torah, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. Chelek Hashem Amoy. And this is the lot of Klal Yisrael. This Pirkei Derbi Eliezer is telling us an enormous principle which needs to be explained. That whilst there are 70 nations in the world, but there was a Bechir of Klal Yisrael, we are the Chelek of Hashem, Va'al Zeh Ne'emar, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. For what? Does it mean chose us to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs? What does it mean He chose us? What's the manifestation of that choice of Klal Yisrael? And the answer is to be found in the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about this. The Ramban is to be found in Parshas Acharei Mois. And this, Rabboisai, is the principle. He says, he brings the Pasuk, Ki Chelek Hashem Amri. And he says, there is a fundamental difference between the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on the Umos Ha'olam, as opposed to the way he's Mashkiach on Klal Yisrael. Let's not make any mistake. Everything and everyone and anything, of course, is all governed by Hashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are different levels and different types of Hashkocha. The Umos Ha'olam have Mazolos and Malochim and Sarim, all types of intermediaries which HaKadosh Baruch Hu quote-unquote uses as his devices to the Mashkiach on the Umos Ha'olam. It's not direct. It's like Kaviyochel, Lahavdil, Elef Alfei Avdolos. You want to go and speak to the big Prime Minister, to the big Melech, you can't necessarily get to speak to him, but you could speak to his secretary. or you can speak to his vice president. You can't speak to him himself. That's the connection and the hashkocha that the Umma Yisrael have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, Klal Yisrael is not that. Klal Yisrael have direct hashkocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. They can go to the Melech. They bypass all these secretaries and all the vice presidents and all the aides. We don't need to go through that path. We have a direct connection, a direct hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not with mazolos and not with malochim and not with any other intermediary. And he quotes the pasuk, Ki chelek Hashem amai, which means the Ramban is being megale to us. That's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar meant. When we spoke about the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, what's the manifestation of that Bechira? The manifestation is that we have an altogether different type of Hashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises over Klal Yisrael directly, not indirectly through various mediums. Now, we'll continue in a moment and we'll see how this, the Ramban continues. But it's very important because, as I mentioned, we're now very much with Hanukkah on the horizon. The famous Medrash that Yavam, they said, right on the Kerem HaShoev, what did they say? Ein lachem chelek b'elekei Yisrael. Ein lachem chelek b'elekei Yisrael. What does that mean, don't have chelek? We now know what the word chelek means. Of course, it's based on that pasuk, ki chelek Hashem amri. They were trying to dispute this super extra hashkocha that Klal Yisrael had, as opposed to the Umma Yisrael, and they were saying, Ein lochem chelek be'el Yisrael. What are you claiming? That you are the chelek Hashem Amoy? There's nothing unique about Klal Yisrael. You're just another one of the nations. So this is really a big yisoid and a big theme of Hanukkah. Let's get back now to the Ramban. The Ramban finishes off and he says, and this particular hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which doesn't employ any mediums or intermediaries, do you know where that is most potent, where it manifests itself? In Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, and we are all Zoicha, all of us have come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, we have been Zoicha to a brand new type of hashkocha. The hashkocha that is direct to Klal Yisrael is manifest here in Eretz Yisrael. The Pesukim in Parshas Ekev, Einei Hashem, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomit, are always here, Mereshis Hashanah and Achris Shana. Yes, Klal Yisrael has zoicha to a special personalized hashkocha, but that's potent here in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban says. So now let's put the pieces together. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that there was a bechira, there was a choice, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he chose that his chelek is going to be Al Avraham Va'al Zare. Al Avraham Va'al Zare. So we need to define, of course, who is the Zare Shel Avraham. Avraham had many descendants and many children and grandchildren, so who are we referring to? We'll see that in a minute. What does it mean that he chose Avraham v'Zaroi to do what? Ramban has explained it means to be zoicha to that special hashkocha elyoino without any intermediaries, and that happens right here in Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, we now understand very well what it means and what's happening now in the brachas. We said before, are the brachas just all about Gashmis, Mitalo, Shemayim, Mishmai, Ahoretz? The Ramban said there are huge things going on. What did the Ramban say? That he was being blessed with a Birkas Avraham to inherit the land and to be the Baal Bris for Elohim. Rabbi Yisai, this is what the Ramban is referring to. What is being referred to is that you should be Zeicha to the Birkas Avraham. What is the Birkas Avraham? That the choice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Avraham Va'al Zaroi should go through you. What's that got to do with inheriting the land? It's everything to do with inheriting the land. Because we explained that where does this Hashkocha apply? Where does it manifest itself? Right here in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means to be the Baal Bris Le'elokim. Which nation are going to have that special bris? What's a bris? The bris is a connection. That's Klal Yisrael. So as we mentioned, these psukim, these brachas, are not merely a brachas of Mikala Shumayim and Mishmani Ha'aretz. We'll soon have to see, by the way, where is all of this alluded to? But the Ramban is telling us that what's actually happening at the time of the brachas, this is dictating the entire course of our history. Yitzchak is giving a bracha to Yaakov, albeit he thought it was Esau, but it was Yaakov, that you should be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham, that special hashkocha that pertains only to Avraham va'alzaroi, is going to exist with you, and therefore by definition you're going to inherit the land. Why? Because that's where it happens. It happens in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban told us. So what's the big shaila? The big shaila is, that's all wonderful and very nice, but where's that hinted to in the brachas? All the psukim say at the end of the day is, v'yitem l'chom ha'elokim mital ha'shomayim u'mishmane ha'aretz. Where does it say anything about Birkas Avraham? Where is it thinking about Eretz Yisrael? Like, true, at the end of the parasha, that pasuk that we quoted before, it does say so. V'yitem l'cho is Birkas Avraham l'cho l'zarecho l'rishtecho es Eretz Megurecho. But where is that hinted to in the brachas of V'yitem l'cho? The Ramban says it applies over here. So here Rabbi said we have to pick up on one solitary word. And this is the key to everything. We say these psukim every single week, we should understand what we're saying. If you look at the brachas that Yaakov got, and you then look at the brachas that Esau got, they're not so different. And what was the lashon of the bracha that Esau got afterwards? Says, Vayan Yitzhok, Vine Mashmane Ha'oretz Ye Moishavecho Omital Hashemai Me'ol. In Pasuk Lamed Tes. So he was also Zeicha to Tal Hashemayim, Mishmane Ha'oretz. And what did Yaakov get a bracha? Vietelecho Eloike, Mital Hashemayim, Mishmane Ha'oretz. Doesn't it seem to be word to word the same? There is one word difference. What is that one word? Vietelecho Ha'eloike. Says Rabbeinu Bachayim, Esav's bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned. And in Yaakov's bracha, it is mentioned. Therein lies the whole key. You could be zeicha to Mashmane Ha'aretz and Tal HaShomayim, but where is it coming from? Says Yitzchok, when it comes to your bracha, to Yaakov, V'yitin Lecho Ha'Elokim, that's where it's alluded to. We ask, where is there any hint in this bracha to this tremendous hashkacha throughout any emsa'i? It's all hinted to in the word, Ha'elokim. You can have basically the same bracha as Esau, but it's actually not the same at all, because where's it coming from? Esau, there is no mention of Hashem's name. So where's it coming from? Of course it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's via the mazolos, via these malochim. That's the hashkocha that the Umay Sa'ilam gets. But Chal Yisrael, the Yitzhak Macho, Ha'elokim, Mitala Shomayim, Mishmani Ha'aretz. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, that's what's going on over here. That's what's going on over here. The Bechira, that Kichelek Hashem Amoy, is happening over here. You're going to be Zeichet, that special hashkocha, which by definition means that you're going to be Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael, because that's where that Hashkocha is manifest. You are the one who is being Zeicha to this. So that one word, Ha'Elokim, absolutely says everything. Absolutely says everything. Abaytai, now listen to the most phenomenal Hosafa. Most phenomenal Hosafa. We already see that tremendous things are going on in this brachas. This is not a bracha about Tal HaShomayim and Mishmane Ha'aretz. That's not the emphasis. The emphasis is on the word Ha'Elokim. There's a big bechira going on. What's the bechira? That you're going to be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham. So now Rabbeisai, listen to this Hosafa. Phenomenal Reb Chaim Briska and the Briska Rav. The Mishnah in the Dorim says, what happens if somebody would make the following vow? I hereby declare that I'm not going to have any benefit from Zera Avraham. Who is he referring to? Says the Mishnah, so he can't have benefit from Klal Yisrael. They are Zera Avraham. But they can have benefit, he can have benefit from the Goyim. That's what the Mishnah says. Shrek the Gemara, I don't understand. Only Klal Yisrael are the Zera Avraham? Avraham had other children as well. What about Yishmael? Yishmael is also the Zera Avraham. So what does the Gemara answer? No. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Ki b'Yitzchok yikarei l'cha Zera. Who's going to be called the Zera of Avraham? It's true Avraham had two channels. But who gets the title Zera Avraham? Yitzchok. Ki b'Yitzchok yikarei l'cha Zera. So Yishmael are out. So what's the obvious next question? Fine. So it's got to go through the channel of Yitzchok. But Yitzchok also had two children. Yitzchok had Yaakov and Esau. So if I make a vow, a neder, I'm not going to have benefit from the Zera of Avraham, I understand that Yishmael are out. They're not called the Zera of Avraham. But Yitzchok had two children. So what does the Gemara famously answer? Ki b'Yitzchok yikarei l'cha Zera. B'Yitzchok v'loi kol Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to Avraham Avinu, Ki Yitzchok yikarei l'cha Zera. Yitzchok would have meant him and his entire family. B'Yitzchok means in Yitzchok, but not all of Yitzchok. So therefore, Esav are out. So who remains? Klal Yisrael. So who are zoicha at the end of the day to the title of Zera Avraham? The answer is Klal Yisrael. Yishmael are long gone, because then it could be Yitzchok, not Yishmael. But Esav also sidelined. Why are they sidelined? Ki b'Yitzchok v'loi kol Yitzchok. Okay. Frekt Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim says, at a huge kasha. What's the kasha? From the Rambam. The Rambam is to be found in Hilchas Mila. You know what the Rambam says? Who is mechuyev to do Mila? Who has the mitzvah of Mila? Listen to this unbelievable Rambam. Says the Rambam, you know who's chayev to do Mila? Avraham Avinu. And also, Vezaroi Bilvav. Avraham Avinu is chayev to do Mila, Vezaroi. Okay. Why is it Avraham Avinu Vezaroi? The answer is because when he got the tzibui to do the bris milah, it says that you got to do it l'cha v'lezaracha. So it's you and your zera. Fine. So we need to now define once again who is Avraham Vezaroi. So who's mechuyev to do milah? In other words, are Yishmael mechuyev to do milah? Are Esav chayev to do milah? Do you know what the Rambam says? Yishmael not chayev to do milah. But then Yishmael are not chayav to do Mila. Why not? Because they're not the Zera of Avraham. Says the Rambam, because it says at the end of the day, Ki b'Yitzchok yikarei l'cha Zera. So what about Esav? Are they mechuyev to do bris? No. How would we expect the Rambam now to continue? Why are they out of the picture as well? Because it says, B'Yitzchok. That's what the Rambam should say. B'Yitzchok means part of Yitzchok, a sideline. You know what the Rambam says? Yotzo Esav, because Yitzchok said to Yaakov, the Yitin l'cho es birkas Avraham l'cho l'zaracho. You are getting the birkas Avraham. It's going through you. The Gemara didn't quote that pasuk. The Gemara quotes a different pasuk. What did the Gemara quote? The Yitzchok, the Loikol Yitzchok. So why is the Rambam coming with a new drasha? The brachas in our parasha of when Yitzchok says, you should be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham. Listen to this most phenomenal Reb Chaim Briska. Very, very sadistic. Briska Rav, his son, quotes his father. And he says, my father explained, Yishmael are out the picture. Why are they out? Yitzchok Korach Hazer. Fine. Says the Gemara, why are Esav out? Because it says, B'Yitzchok V'loi Kol Yitzchok. Can we press pause, please? What does it mean, B'Yitzchok V'loi Kol Yitzchok? The Zera of Avraham will be in part of Yitzchok, but not all of Yitzchok. 1 second. So how do we know which part of Yitzchok? How do we know which part of Yitzchok is in and which one is out?
Says Reb Chaim Brisker,
all the Gemara is telling me is one thing, but that's only half the story. The Gemara is telling me that the Zera of Avram is not the entire Yitzchak, it's only half of Yitzchak. But the Gemara hasn't told me which half of Yitzchak. Is it Esav? Is it Yaakov? That's why the Rambam is finishing off the story and says, you're right, it's half of Yitzchak. Do you know who the channel is? It's actually Yaakov. He is the B'Yitzchak. Who says? Because Yitzchak gave him the brachas Birkas Avraham. Which means, Mo'ar Rabbeisai, that what in fact is happening is, it's Nifra B'Yosef now. Now we realize the whole picture is complete. We began reading the Pesukim, and it sounds like on a superficial level, all that Yitzchak is giving brachas is Parashamayim Mishmane Haaretz. We said, doesn't sound so satisfactory. We saw the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the Ramban, who said, no, enormous cataclysmic events are unfolding over here. And what are they? The Bechira of Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially chose in Avraham Vezaroi, what did he choose? That they will be Zoicha to this special, unique Hashkacha called Kichelek Hashem Amoy, which is manifest here in Eretz Yisrael and only here, and all of that is being delivered to Yaakov. Where is that alluded to? In that solitary word, the Yitzhak Ha, Ha Elohim. Now the picture is complete. That unique Hashkacha, including of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, was in the balance. Why was it in the balance? Because we know it can't go to all of Yitzchak's descendants. Be Yitzchak, the like Kol Yitzchak. But it's up in the air. So which of his children will it go to? Will it go to Yaakov? Will it go to Esau? This is the confirmation. Finally, the confirmation has arrived that the Birkas Avraham, which means that unique Hashkacha, which is manifest in Eretz Yisrael, is going to be channeled through half of Yitzchak. Which half of Yitzchak? Yaakov Avinu. That is what's happening at the time of the brachas. So this is Rabbeisai, an altogether different look at the brachas. This is not just a question of who's getting the Tal HaShomayim and the Shemane HaOretz. This is now setting out the path of the entire history of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are going to be the one to get the Birkas Avraham. In other words, that unique Hashkacha. In other words, Eretz Yisrael. Isn't it automatic? No, because only half of Yitzchak gets it. Be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. Now came the confirmation. The confirmation, it will be in the balance until now. It could be Esav, it could be Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized that it should go through Yaakov. It finally became confirmed. Now the picture is complete. This Birkas Avraham has sidelined Yishmael, because he's not Yitzchak, but it sidelined Esav as well, because the Ben Yitzchak, the Loi Kol Yitzchak, which in theory could have included and excluded each one of them, the brachas finally put a stamp of approval on Yaakov. He is being Zeicha to the Birkas Avraham. This is what Yitzchak Avinu is giving a bracha to his son Yaakov. This incredible mahalach, very important mahalach. This is an altogether different look at what's going on in the brachas.
Yitzchak Avinu intended to give
a
bracha to
Esau. Enachlam, enachlam. Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized that it should go through Yaakov. The Bechira of the Birkas Avraham was given to Yaakov.
No, it's good, because at the time he said the first one, he came up, he didn't know it was going to go which one. He didn't know which
color.
And then at the end,
it was
the second passage when he
says,
"Birkas Avraham."
Sorry, you know, you already knew it. Right. Now, just listen to a one-line Hosafa. Like I said, this Maimar of David Kohen is about 30 pages long. Everything we've mentioned is in the first two pages. So you can imagine how deep this goes. But I just want to mention one more line. The beginning of the next parasha comes to Parsha Vayetze, and Yaakov Avinu has his dream. So if you look in the Chumash, Perek Chof Ches, it says there in Pasuk, Yud Gimel, Hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now on the top of his ladder, Kaviyochel, and he says to him, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha VeElokei Yitzchak HaOrech HaTashreichei V'Oleho. The land that you are resting on is going to be given to you and your children. And we all know that what did Chazal tell us? What happened to Eretz Yisrael? It all became, as it were, folded up. So he was literally resting on the entire Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to get it. There's a diuk to be made. Look again at that pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham. Next word. Avicha. Ve'Elokei Yitzchak. It doesn't say Avicha. I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am the God of Avraham. Avicha. And also Yitzchak. Doesn't say Avicha. Why the difference? And the answer is because the Ramban points out in Parshas Vayitze on those psukim that Yitzchak Avinu had benched Yaakov, that you're going to be the Zerah of Avraham and the Birkas of Avraham and Eretz Yisrael. Now comes the confirmation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. It's true. Yitzchak benched you, that you're going to be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm approving it. I'm improving a bit. That's what the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai say. That's what it means. Ani Hashem. What does it mean? Ani Hashem. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem. Ani Hashem means you are going to be the one who have that special relationship with Hashem. In other words, the Birkas Avraham. In other words, Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that special Hashkocha which pertains to who? To the descendants of Avraham. To the descendants of Avraham. Meaning, what's happening at the dream in Parshas Vayetze is the confirmation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the brachas that were administered in Parshas Tovis. And if so, Rabbi say, it's Nifro B'Yosef. That's why it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. Because what was being confirmed over here? That Avraham Avinu is your Avicha. There might be others who stake their claim. Yishmol and Esav, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all out. That's why the word Avicha is mentioned only with reference to Avraham Avinu, because that's in fact exactly what's being confirmed over here. Everything that Yitzchak had given a bracha to when it came to Yaakov, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his stamp of approval. That what? That Avraham is really your Avicha. Not Yishmael's Avicha. Not Esav's Avicha. It might well be that genetically and biologically, yes. But not halachically. And not hashkafically. So this, Rabbi Yisrael, really brings the picture complete. And really, if you look there, the Eirach Chaim says it mafurish. So Al Kol Ponim, we see that this is an altogether different look at the brachas. This is a very profound understanding that the brachas were not about, this is not an argument about who's getting the tal and who's getting the Shemani Ha'aretz. The argument really, the fate kaviyochel of Klal Yisrael was in the balance. Who is going to be the one who is in and who is going to be the one who's out? Because we definitely know that it's not going to be all of the descendants of Yitzchak. That we know. How do we know that? From one letter. Which letter? Ki b'Yitzchak, that base. That base is critical. Because it tells us that the Zera Avraham is not going to be all of Yitzchak. Yishmael along sideline, because it says Yitzchak. But which part of Yitzchak? B'Yitzchak. And all of that in the Briskerov, and the Reb Chaim explained to us, was all in the balance. It could, in theory, have gone either way. What was happening at the time of the brachas, it was finally decided. Who will get that title, the Zera Avraham, that Avraham is your Avicha? Yishmael have long been dispensed with. But Esav is there waiting. So he's pushed to the side. The B'Yitzchak is going to be Miskayim in Yaakov. The Zera Avraham, that special Hashkocha, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, pertains to Yaakov. Which means by definition that we are Zeicher to Eretz Yisrael. Because that Hashkocha, as we mentioned, is manifest here in Eretz Yisrael. And all of that is hinted to in one solitary word, the Yitem, the Ha, Ha Elohim. Yes, Esav will get the almost identical bracha. He's also going to get Tara Shemayim. He's also going to get Shemane Haaretz. But it's not coming directly from Elohim. It's coming through the various mediums and the intermediaries who are in charge, Kavi Yochel, of the Hashkocha of the Umos Ha'olam. When it comes to you, Yaakov, the Yitem, the Ha, Elohim, that's the Birkas Avram. The bracha on Eretz Yisrael, the bracha of the Hashkocha Miyuchedes for Klal Yisrael, and all of that was given a stamp of approval by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam b'chvoidei u'be'atzmai, when in Parshas Vayetze he tells Yaakov, I am Elokei Avram, Avicha. V'hadvorim nifloim.